Pyari Sat Sangat Ji, we're all gathered today and are very blessed today to be gathered in the Pavan Pavitra Azuri of Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, the King of Kings, the Saint of Saints, and the Saviour of this world and the next. The last time Das was here, we spoke about a specific Gurbani Tuk that comes on Ang 371 of Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. And that Gurbani Tuk is Bhatti Salakini Satsantat Bhut. Now that means that one must have 32 qualities, 32 characteristics, 32 attributes, especially from a female perspective, to produce a true son or a true child. Now the question is, what is a true child? What is a true son? And from a worldly perspective, you can say it's someone who's parpakin sikhi. But from a spiritual perspective, it's one who's a brahmgyani, one who's completely imbued in the love of Akalpurkh, one who's reached that status while living in this world. And while it provides us the blueprints to produce a brahmgyani, more importantly, it provides a mechanism for us to do bhakti. And the most significant thing, especially for all of us gathered here, it provides us with the tools to reach that lofty status of brahmgyan. Because that's what our aim is. To become brahmgyanis, to become one with the Kalpurkh, to end this circle of life and death. Now the last time we spoke about the first 16 qualities, and this time hopefully we'll talk about the next 10 or 11. Now the 17th, Sulakhani, these are the first 16 for those of you who weren't here last time. And we spoke about true beauty all the way down to taram, to religiousness, to making that formal commitment between you and Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. The 17th quality, possibly one of the hardest ones to implement, is khima, forgiveness. And you can just look around the world today and you'll have families who have fought over things years ago, generations ago, and still don't talk to one another because of that inability to forgive. And it's one that holds us back a lot, because you have, not only in the worldly perspective, but you have fellow Sikhs not forgiving one another. And it's that ability to let go, that ability to get rid of that feeling of resentment, that feeling of anger that you have to a perceived act, that you have to a perceived mistake, a perceived error of someone, of some individual. Now, like last time, what we did is we focused on different role models from our history. Because remember, history is not something that you read about in books or you hear about and admire. History is there for one specific purpose. And what's that purpose? That purpose is for you to think, to reflect, to act, to inspire, and then to become. Because no one is going to become Shaheed by Mani Singh, Baba Deep Singh Ji, by Taru Singh, Mata Pagkor. This generation will have to produce those people. And who knows, one day someone may remember some of us. Khema, I'm going to speak about probably the darkest day in Sikh history. After 26 years of doing Abhyas, Satguru Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj was bestowed the Gurgaddi of Satguru Shri Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And as Satguru Ji was traveling to Sachkhand Shri Harmandir Sahib to take their own place, to take their own throne, they came with a couple of Sikhs, by Makhan Shah, by Dwakar Das, and one or two other Sikhs. And they arrived at the city of Amritsar. They arrived at Sachkhand Shri Harmandir Sahib in the same way that we go there today. And what had happened? Amritsar, Sachkhand Shri Harmandir Sahib, was in the hands of Mahants. And what did those Mahants do? They closed the doors of Darshan Diori. They told all the citizens of Amritsar to close their doors. No one came out to meet Satguru Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj, the King of Kings, the Saint of Saints. No one. The year was 1664. Imagine how far our panth had fallen, that we couldn't even recognize the light of Akal Purakh coming. And what had happened? Maharaj paid his respect outside of Darshan Diori and went and sat at a Gurdwara Sahib now, very close to Sachkhand Shri Akal Takht Sahib, Gurdwara Thara Sahib, that we should all go and visit. There's a tree over there that Maharaj sat under and started doing kirtan. And Maharaj, if you read Shri Suraj Prakash, uttered a bachan that those mahants who stay in Amritsar, they stay at the source of nectar of Amrit, and yet their hearts are full of lust, of ego, of pride. They're looking after their own interests. No one came and met Satguru Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj. Only one person did, or one group of people. And who was that person who came, who rose up? It was the women of Amritsar, who were led by a Gursikh Bibi by the name of Mato Haroji. And she came to where Satguru Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj was sat. And she hadn't done anything wrong, but look how much forgiveness was within her, that she started asking Guru Sahib to forgive the Sikhs of Amritsar, to forgive those mahants. In Shri Suraj Prakash Granth is recorded, Saas Saas Ham Pullan Hare. She was asking Maharaj forgiveness for the acts of others. And what did Guru Sahib do? Guru Sahib went to Mato Haroji's house with all the other Gursikh Bibbis, and they went over there, and it's about 6 kilometers away from Amritsar. And there's a Gurdwara Sahib that marks her house today, Gurdwara Kota Sahib, which is still run by the Sikh Bibbis today, who still hold countless Shri Sukhmani Sahib parts over there. But look at this example from history, that we had forgotten who our Guru was. We denied them entry into their own place. And this example is repeated time and time again. When the Singhs fail, when the male Sikhs fail, it's the women who pick up the flag, who pick up the Kesri Nishan of Satguru Shri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj. Whether this is Bebe Naniki Ji, whether it's Mato Pag Kaur or Mato Haroji. And she did seva for 17 days. And what did Guru Sahib do? He uttered a bachan, "My Rab Rajai, Bhakti Lai." That Guru Sahib, Akal Purakh has blessed you with bhakti, has blessed you with the ability to recite the name of God. The next quality, self-knowledge. Now from a philosopher, if you read the books of philosophy, of psychology, self-knowledge is the ability to know your own mental state, to know what your own desires are, what your own needs are, what your own wants are, but more importantly, knowing your own history, knowing your own philosophy, knowing your own theology, knowing Gurbani, creating that link. Now, in today's age, all of us can read and write. But back then, in the 1600s, 1500s, it was very, very rare. And like today, where we have this situation in Punjab, where the female to male ratio is so skewed, in the same way, people in the past were getting rid of their daughters as well. And this is in the vela of Satguru Shri Guru Har Rai Sahib Ji's time. A family, a baby daughter had been born into a family. And for some reason, they decided they didn't want this baby daughter. They wanted to abandon her. They wanted to leave her. In the same way, like this situation happens, not only in Punjab, but in this country as well. And what happened? They left this baby girl, who was only a couple of days old. Where did they leave her? They left her in a field, surrounded by dung, surrounded by animals. Imagine that. They didn't think it was going to be too cold for her. They didn't think my baby is going to be too hot for her when the sun comes out. They didn't think, what sort of animals are there? They might eat the baby girl. No, they were getting rid of her. They didn't care. And imagine the cries of this baby girl. No one heard the cries, but imagine the cries echoing through the fields, wanting her mother, wanting her father, but no one was there. And who heard the cries? Who hears our cries today? Because we can go everywhere. We can go to our friends. We can go to our family. We can go every single place around this world. But at the end of the day, there's only one true person who hears our cries. And who is that person? That person is sat right here. That person is Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. In the same way, who heard the cries of this baby girl who was only a couple of days old? It was Satguru Shri Guru Har Rai Sahib Ji Maharaj. And what did Maharaj do? In the middle of the night, he began to walk to that field. This girl that no one wanted to know, that people had abandoned, that her family had left to die in such a cruel way. Satguru Shri Guru Har Rai Sahib Ji Maharaj picked that girl up. And he adopted her as his own daughter. And what did he name her? He named her Bibi Roop Kaur. And he raised this daughter that no one else wanted as his own. And in the same way as he raised his Sahibzades, Baba Ram Rai and Baba Har Krishan Sahib Ji, he taught her how to read and write. He taught her about the philosophy, about the theology, about Gursikhi. And what happened? Bibi Roop Kaur became a scholar in Sikhi. Her writings today are some of the most original sources in the life of Satguru Shri Guru Har Rai Sahib Ji Maharaj. That poti is still over there. And they provided insight into what Satguru Shri Guru Har Rai Sahib Ji did. What were his bachans? Because sometimes we forget. Sometimes we don't focus on what Satguru Shri Guru Har Rai Sahib Ji Maharaj did. But look at that one example in itself. How many of us are lost in this world? How many of us are crying out for our Guru? And make no mistake, our Guru will come for us. Our Guru will pick us up in the same way that he picked up this daughter who no one wanted to know. And look at the status he gave her. No one remembers her parents. No one remembers those people who left her alone. But to this day, everyone knows who Bibi Roop Kaur is. To this day, we look to her writings to know what our Guru was. Look at the status that he gave her. Just through one glance of grace of Satguru Shri Guru Har Rai Sahib Ji Maharaj. The 19th quality, and I should emphasize again that all these explanations, all these qualities are the ones that have come from Sant Gyani Baba Gurbachan Singh Ji, who speaks about them in the Larivar Katha of Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, which is now online, and I do a benti to all of you to please listen, because countless hours have been spent to clean the tapes and put them online. Sensory control. We all have five senses. We have eyes to see. We have ears to hear. We have a tongue to taste. We have a skin to feel. And we have a nose to smell. Now these five sensory organs can take us many different places. Two people can see the world in completely different ways. And we need to make sure that our senses are influenced by the lens of Gursikhi, of Gurmat. Because very, very easy, especially in today's age, to be driven away, to be taken to places you don't really want to go to stop seeing things that you don't want to see, to hear things that you don't want to hear, that your guru doesn't want you to hear. It's very, very easy to fall in this perspective. Now, this example is what happened in 1984 when Sikhs across Delhi, across northern India, were hacked to pieces in their thousands. Those Sikhs who still don't have justice today. There was a young Amritdhari couple living in the outskirts of Punjab in a Hindu-dominated area. And when Amar Shaheed by Beyant Singh Ji and Amar Shaheed by Satwant Singh Ji had done the seva of punishing Dusht Indira Gandhi and sent her on the train. Because remember, this wasn't just an immediate reaction. No, Bhai Beyant Singh Ji had spoken about this event happening many, many months before. He spoke to one of his friends, Bhai Paramjit Singh, and he told them of the plans of the government to unleash a terror on Punjab to try and finish this beautiful flower of that is Sikhi. So the actions of Bhai Sahib Satwant Singh and Bhai Beyant Singh were used as an excuse. And mobs roamed around in their hundreds, looking for Sikhs, looking for anyone with the sarup of a Sikh. And in this way, a mob made their way to that same place where this Gursikh couple were staying, who were very, very blessed in that they stayed with Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. They had a sarup with them. And what happened? A Hindu came and told the couple that a mob is coming. They know Sikhs stay over here. They're coming for you. They want to come and kill you. They want to come and cut you into pieces. They want to come and dishonor you. You should leave. And what happened? The husband, the Singh, began to tell his wife that we should leave. We've got a young son. We should run away from here. What's going to happen? They're going to come and kill us. They're going to come and disrespect the sarup of Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. But what did the Sikh Bibi say? She said, no, we have to stay. We have to fight for this dharam. We have to fight for our guru. We can't let, while we're breathing, we can't let any disrespect be shown to Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. If it means we have to give our lives, if it means our five-year-old son has to die, so be it. This is the mentality that this Bibi had. This is the sharda that she had. This is the faith that she had. And what happened? The Singh, after arguing with her, decided to take her son and leave. And he left her over there, all by herself. But she wasn't alone. Who was she with? She was with Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. She was with the King of Kings. She was with the Saint of Saints. She was with the one who protects our honor to this very day. And what happened? The mob came closer. Now look at the sensory control we're talking about. Worldly eyes, what would they have seen? They would have seen a mob. They would have seen people with guns. They would have seen people with tires. They would have seen people with kerosene. They would have seen people with fire. What did the Gurmat eyes see? Gurmat eyes saw only Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. What did the worldly ears hear? The worldly ears heard the cries of Sikh children losing their mother, their father. What did the Gurmat ears hear? They heard the Gurbani of Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. What did the worldly nose smell? Fire burning, human flesh burning, as Sikhs were left in the streets to burn after kerosene was poured on them. What did the worldly skin feel? It felt fear. It felt darkness. It felt loneliness. But what did the Gurmat skin feel? It felt the presence of 125,000. It felt the presence of Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. In this way, what happened? The Bibi did a radas to Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. She took her talwar. She went after doing a radas to Maharaj to protect her honor, to help her do the seva, to sacrifice herself for Satguru Ji. She went outside. The mob began to come to her. And as she uttered a jikara and charged forward, what happened? The mob turned around and ran the other direction. And what did she do? She went back inside and sat with Guru Sahib. Now, a couple of days later, her husband and her son returned. They expected to see their house completely destroyed. He expected to find the body of his Singhini. He expected to find Guru Sahib Sarup dishonored. And as he was walking through the village, he came across a Hindu. And the Hindu came and approached him. And he said, "Where did you get all those Nihang Singhs to come from? Where did you get the army to come from?" And the Singh was confused because he knew there were very few Sikhs around that area. And when he explained what had happened to his wife, what the Hindu had said to his Singhni, she realized that this was Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj's Shaheed Forge, who come and preserve the honor of Guru Sahib Sikhs. But that's what you talk about sensory control. Only seeing Guru Sahib, only hearing Guru Sahib, only feeling Guru Sahib, only listening to Guru Sahib, only talking about Guru Sahib. That's the type of sensory control that we need to master. That's the type of sensory control that we need in this day and age, because there's so many distractions. And this path is not an easy one. It's one that you're going to face countless of challenges. Countless. Maybe mobs aren't going to come for you, but there are other challenges that you're going to face. Maybe at work, maybe at home, maybe at school. The 20th attribute, the 20th quality is Rayat Maryada. Now on this side, we have a picture of a Mahan Brahm Gyani, Pai Sai Pai Randhir Singh Ji, who, if you read their books, you'll find what true Rayat Maryada is, the extent a Sikh can go to, but you'll also find Brahm Gyan in there, you'll find Gurumat wisdom in there. And I'd highly recommend all of you to read the autobiography of Pai Sai Pai Randhir Singh Ji, because it changes people's lives. Now, in one of Pai Sahib's books, he's written specifically about another Gursikh couple, another Gursikh family, Bibi Joginder Kaur and Pai Surjan Singh. And it's very, very important when we consider Rayat Maryada, we understand that Rayat Maryada isn't to constrain us, isn't to restrict us in any way. No. What is it there for? It's there to protect us. It's there to preserve us. It's there to mold us. And ultimately, it's there to help you in your bhakti, to help you become one with the Kalpur, to help you focus on the Charan Kamal of Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, for no other purpose other than that. Rayat Maryada is the one that's going to prevent you from going to negative influences. It's the one that's going to prevent you from going to places, from eating different foods, from talking to different people who want to take you away from this path. And what does it do instead? It changes it and it forces you to go to positive influences. Going to satsang, doing kirtan, eating Guru Sahib's langar. It enforces positive qualities. It enforces that positive influence in you. Now what happened with Bibi Joginder Kaur? She was born in a Namtari family, and her husband, Pai Surjan Singh, was born in a Namtari family as well. But what had happened? Guru Sahib had done kirpa, and they came into the sangat of Brahm Gyanis like Pai Sai Pai Randhir Singh Ji and the other Singhs of the Akhand Kirtani Jatha. And they began to attend Kirtan Samagams. They began to attend Ranswais. And in this way, what happened? They began to realize who their true guru was. They began to realize they didn't need any Deitari guru. They began to realize who Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj was. They began to realize what the Shabad guru was. And in this way, they decided they wanted to take Amrit at one of the Gurumat Samagams. They wanted to become Guru Sahibs. They wanted to formalize that commitment. And remember, they came from a very, very ardent, very strong Namtari family, both of them. So on one hand, look at the challenges that Bibi Joginder Kaur had to face. Because on one hand, her own family were telling her that you can't leave this path. You can't leave this Deitari Guru. There's only one Guru and that's the Deitari Guru. There's no such thing as Shabad Guru. And they even told her, They even tried to influence her in this way, that she should leave her husband. She should leave Bhai Surjan Singh. But what did she say? She said that he was your choice. He was the one that you found for me. How can I leave him now? In fact, my desire for Amrit is even greater than his. That's one of the challenges she faced, and she passed that test. But then what happened? Her husband's family, her father-in-law came to her, and what did he say to her? He said, I'll give you all the property. In my will, I'll write it all for you. Every single thing I have will be yours. He tried to influence her in this way. He tried to offer her Maya in this way. Can you believe that? So she wouldn't abandon that false path. That she wouldn't come to the truth. She wouldn't come to the darbar of Satguru Shri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj. But what did she say? And this is very beautifully written by Pai Sai Pai Randhir Singh Ji. She said, I'd rather live the life of a beggar than have any money at all. I'd rather live the life of a beggar than turn my back against Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, against the Guru Khalsa Panth. That's the commitment that she had to Rehth. That's because remember, that's the first step all of us should be taking. A lot of the time we get confused and see it as the last step. No, it's the first step. It's the first Rehth. As you can see what Pai Desa Singh has written is Rehth Name. It's very, very important. Without formalizing that commitment, how are you going to progress on this path? That's the first step. And then you begin to walk forward. And then you begun to progress on this path. And then you begin to try and reach that status of Brahmgyan. The next quality or attribute is Nitname. Now this comes as Rehth Maryada, but Sant Gyani Baba Gurbachan Singh Ji was emphasizing its importance. Because Nitname isn't only doing five banis in the morning and then Rera Sahib and Sohella Sahib. No, what is Nitname? That's just the beginning. Again, like the Rehth we spoke, like taking Amrit, like becoming Guru Sahibs. It's just the beginning. It's the first step. If you look at the Mahan Guru Sikhs of the Panth, like Sant Gyani Baba Jarnail Singh Ji, who had a Nitname of 151 Shri Japji Sahibs, who had a Nitname which went on for 22 hours. That's the type of Nitname. That's the type of daily routine we need to develop. And remember, Santji, he didn't start off by doing 151. No. If you read their life stories, you will hear that they slowly began on 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, 15, 20. And as they began to develop that love for Akal Purakh, as they began to delve into the feet of Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, the job began to happen automatically. And eventually, forget 22 hours, it was going 24 hours a day. But it needs to start from somewhere. Whether that's doing Guru Mantra once, whether that's saying Mool Mantra, whether it's saying one Shri Japji Sahib, it needs to start from somewhere. It can't just happen magically like this. And that's what we need to try and do. We need to make that first step. Saying Waheguru one time. Now, in Pai Gurdas Ji's Vars, and within Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, there is a story of a Bibi, Ganika, who was involved in a trade where she would sell her body for money. And she didn't do this for money. She didn't do this for financial gain. Why did she do this? For just pure enjoyment. That's it. And she spent her whole life doing this, involved in this activity. Because remember, kaam is the biggest vice in this age, is the chief vice of Kaljug. You just need to go out there and you'll see. So what happened? Eventually, one day, after many, many years had passed in this profession, she became old. She began to get diseases. And what happened? She began to worry about the future. She began to think, what's going to await me after this? Because remember, she had heard all these things. She had heard what's going to happen to us when we die. She had heard about Dharmaraj. She had heard about Jamdud. She'd heard about all these things, but she used to laugh at them. She used to think, oh, it's not going to happen to me. It's all fake. But one day she began to seriously think about these things. Because like all of us, we've heard these things. And if we genuinely believe them, we would start attaching ourselves to the feet of Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. Because that's the only one that's going to save us. That's the only one that's going to preserve our honor. It's the only person who'll be with you in this life and will be with you in the next life as well. No other person is going to go with you. No family members, no friends, no one. None of your possessions, none of your actions, no one. No, it's only going to be Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj who's going to carry you as well in this life and the next. So she began to think like this. And what happened? One day it was raining. It was really, really dark. And a sadhu, this is the fruit of previous karams that she'd done. She hadn't done anything good in this life. She hadn't done any good deeds. She hadn't done any namabhyas. She hadn't done nothing. No seva, nothing. She'd spent her whole life doing paap. And what happened then? The fruits of her past life came forward. And a sadhu, who was looking for a place to stay, came to her house, came to that door, and he wanted shelter. And what did she do? She saw this as an opportunity for her to do seva. Because remember, how many chances are we given? How many opportunities are we given? And how many of them do we take? These aren't just coincidental. The chances that you get to do seva are not just like that. They're chances offered to you by Guru Sahib. The question is, do you take them? Will you grasp them with both hands? Or will you let them pass you by? She took her chance. And look at what happened to her. The sadhu came to her house and she did his seva. And eventually the sadhu worked out who she was. He knew what sort of house this was. But remember, a true sadhu, a true sant doesn't look at your background, doesn't look how far you've fallen. They look to pick you up. They look to try and bring you closer to this marg of Satguru Shri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj. And in this way, he stayed with her. He let her do the seva. And eventually, he was very, very pleased with her. As he was about to leave, he asked her, do you want anything? Can I give you anything? And what did she say? She said to the sadhu, I've spent my whole life in paap. I've never done anything good. I haven't done any naam simran. I haven't done any bhakti. I haven't done any seva. I haven't done any good deeds. I'm nothing. I've done nothing. Please bless me with a way so that I don't need to suffer when I go. When I go and show my face to Dharmaraj, when I show my face to Akalpurkh, please give me something that I can take. Please give me something that will save me. And what's the only thing you're going to take? The only thing you're going to take is Mool Mantar, is Gur Mantar, is Naam Abhyas. Nothing else is going to go with you. Nothing. And in this way, what did the sadhu decide to do? He was very, very clever. Because he didn't think she was a suitable candidate at that time. He thought she'll find it very difficult to concentrate. So he gave her an activity to do. And what was that activity? That activity was to teach a parrot the word Ram. And it was his parrot. And the interesting thing about this parrot, it wasn't a very clever parrot. So it didn't learn very quickly. And he said, spend your whole day teaching this parrot how to recite Ram, 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 Ram. And she immediately bowed before his bachan. And that's all she spent doing. The whole day, the whole night. And it took months, it took years. And what finally happened? She forgot about teaching the parrot that. She forgot about teaching it Ram. And it just automatically began within her. She'd formed that habit. That's how Nitname is meant to work for us. It's not meant to be a ritual. It's not something that we just do for the sake of it. It's there to help us grow, to help us progress, to help us reach that state of doing 151 Japji Sahibs, to help us reach that state of Brahm Gyan. Patience is the 22 attribute. Now, patience is a very, very interesting quality because it means the ability to endure, the ability to take whatever life throws at you, whatever difficulties it throws at you, and still remain positive. As soon as that negative quality presents itself within you, that patience is lost. Now, sometimes we find it very difficult, or certainly I find it very difficult, to be patient. To be patient for asking Guru Sahib to come to you, for asking Guru Sahib to plant himself within you, for asking Guru Sahib to place that seed of Naam Simran, of Guru Mantra within you, to place that love in you. Because if we truly loved Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, none of us would ever leave this place. We'd stay here, we'd stay at his feet. But we all go. Patience. Because you know, sometimes we wonder, why does Guru Sahib not help us? Because we can't see the bigger picture. We can't see what Guru Sahib has planned for us. I remember when I was working in the orthopedic department, I had to go and try and put a cannula, which is to give fluids and to give antibiotics into very little children. Maybe 6 months old, maybe 1 year old, maybe 2 years old. And you'd go there and the children, their parents would be with them and you'd tell the parent what you want to do. You want to take a needle and you want to stick it in their child. But why did you want to do this? You wanted to give them antibiotics. You wanted to give them medicine to help them get better. And the parent understood this. The child didn't. And where was the child taken? The child was taken into a little room where a cartoon would be on TV. They would have toys over there. A play therapist would come over there. They'd try and cheer up the child. And then what would happen? I would come with a big needle and put it in the child. And the child began to cry and cry and cry. And imagine looking at it from their perspective. They thought the only reason I was putting that needle in, or the only reason their parents were putting that needle in, was to make them suffer, to harm them. And the parents felt so hurt that the child had to cry, that the child had to endure this. But what did they see? They recognized that the reason we were putting the needle in, the reason we were putting the cannula in, was to treat them, was to make them better. In the same way, when we go through any difficulties in life, when we face any challenges, when we face any darkness, don't think that Guru Sahib's abandoned you. Don't think that Akal Purakh has left you. No. Akal Purakh is testing you. If you could look back and you could look at the whole picture, you'd appreciate Akal Purakh doesn't do anything to harm you. Why? Because this relationship is built on love. That's it. Nothing else. Patience. Bibi Santani Ji was raised in a family of six. And what happened? Somehow she was married into the family who followed a Muslim peer by the name of, I've forgotten the Muslim peer's name, but this family used to follow them very ardently. The mother, the father, the son, her husband. But did she change? Did she convert? No. She remained focused on the feet of Akal Purakh. She never had the physical darshan of Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, the physical darshan of Satguru Shri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji Maharaj, or of Satguru Shri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, because this is when this occurred. But what happened? She remained focused on Guru Sahib. She knew one day Guru Sahib would come to her and look at the life she had to endure, because her in-laws, they couldn't stand her to be singing Guru Mantra. They couldn't stand her to be singing Shri Japji Sahib, Shri Sukhmani Sahib. So what did they do? They made a hut outside and they made her go and sit over there. They hardly used to give her anything to eat. But look at the effect of a Gursikh. This Gursikh, through Naam Abhyas, through Simran, through Guru Mantra, to speaking about her history, influenced her husband. And her husband became a Sikh. But Guru Sahib was testing her. And what happened? Her husband died. And she had a very, very young child. And who was that child? That child was someone known as Bhai Pallaji. And she raised him a Sikh. She tried to imbibe these 32 qualities within her son and within herself. And that son used to ask her, when is Guru Sahib going to come? and see us, when he's going to bless us with his darshan. And what did the son used to do? What did Pai Pallaji used to do? He was a very, very poor person. They had no materialistic values, objects of any sort. But they had love. They had pyar for Satguruji. And what happened? After doing ardas, after doing kirtan daily, after doing that nitnam daily, every day doing ardas, that Satguruji blesses with your darshan. Eventually, Pai Pallaji used to keep a piece of gur in a cloth and used to tie a knot on it and used to walk around. That one day when Guru Sahib comes and sees him, because they were sure that Maharaj was going to give them darshan, one day he'd offer that to Guru Sahib. That was the best thing that he had. In this day and age, we keep the best things for ourselves. But look at what Guru Sikhs used to do, what they still do to this day. And what happened? Maharaj eventually came to that village. Pai Pallaji went to see Guru Sahib. And remember, this village was full of people who followed the Muslim saint. They didn't follow Guru Sahib. So what happened? Guru Sahib saw his Sikh coming to him. He got off his horse. He went and he hugged his Guru Sikh. And he saw Pai Pallaji fumbling with that cloth, trying to open the knot. And what did Guru Sahib say? Guru Sahib took the cloth out of his hands and he said, "Let me undo your knots." Now look at that. That's not the physical undoing the knots of the cloth. No, that's physically undoing the knots of this life. The obstacles that we face in this life. That's what Satguru Shri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji Maharaj was doing. And what happened then? Pai Pallaji told Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji Maharaj that his mother, who's very old, is at home. She wants to have darshan of Guru Sahib. And Satguru Shri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji Maharaj said, "The only reason I've come to this village is to have her darshan, to have his Sikh's darshan." And what did Pai Pallaji do? Pai Pallaji said, "Guru Sahib, if you get seated on your horse, I'll carry the reins. I'll walk alongside you. But look, we spoke about Parupkar last time, about how Guru Sahib reached the peaks of warriorship, but the peaks of compassion. What did Maharaj do? Maharaj walked hand in hand with Pai Pallaji, the poorest person. And he said, "No, Pai Pallaji, we'll walk as friends." And they went to the house. They went to the house of Bibi Santani Ji. And she was ecstatic. She saw Guru Sahib. She had darshan of Guru Sahib. After so long, we take it for granted. We see Maharaj. We really take Guru Sahib darshan for granted. These Guru Sikhs went years and years and years without having their physical darshan of Guru Sahib. But why? What did they recognize? They recognized that true darshan of Guru Sahib was through Nama Abhyas, was through Shabad Guru. And Pai Pallaji and his mother, they were very, very poor. What did they do? They got all the atta that they had and they tried to offer Guru Sahib some langar. And what did Guru Sahib say? Guru Sahib said, "No, I don't want this. I want what you give me daily." What did they used to give Guru Sahib daily? Because Pai Pallaji and his mother were confused. They said, "No, Guru Sahib, you never come over here. This is the first time you're coming. Please sit down and take this offering that we have." And Guru Sahib said, "No, I want what you offer me every single day." And then Guru Sahib explained what he meant. He said, "Every time you sing kirtan, every time you sing mool mantra, every time you sing gur mantra, every time you do any part, I come and sit with you. I come and visit you." That's what we need to see. That's what we need to feel. Imagine that. Because remember, Satguru Shri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj said that as soon if you want his darshan, if you want to hear him, if you want to feel him, put Mool Mantra Sahib in your heart. Put Guru Mantra Sahib in your heart. And Guru Sahib shall never leave you. He shall always be there. Guru Mere Sang Sada Hai Nale. Humility, modesty. Again, very, very difficult. Because any seva that we do, we think we're very big. We think we're very mahan. We are very boastful. But think about all those who've come before us and all of those who are going to come in the future as well. Some of these names we never even heard of. And look at the qurbani that they did for us. humility, not being boastful, keeping your attributes to yourself. This is a picture of a mother and a son. Who's the mother? The mother is Mata Dalbir Kaur. The son is Bhai Baljinder Singh. Who was Bhai Baljinder Singh? Bhai Baljinder Singh was a 17-year-old Shaheed who left his house when he was in grade 9. Where did he go? He went into the Sangat of the Gursikhs who were staying at Harmandir Sahib. He went into the Sangat of Brahmyanis like Sant Yanni Baba Jarnail Singh Ji, of Bhai Dalbir Singh Abhyasi, those Gursikhs. Because remember, during those times, and still in these times, a lot of injustices were happening. And in one of Sant Yanni Baba Jarnail Singh Ji's most famous speeches, he offers a challenge to the Khalsa Panth. And he says that you are not the sons of your father if you do not right the wrongs that are done to the Sikh nation. Now, a lot of the time we just think, okay, it goes in one ear and out of the other. But by Baljinder Singh Ji took it to heart. He engraved that in his heart. And so did his mother. Because she happily sent Bhai Baljinder Singh into the company of these Gursikhs, knowing what was going to come. And remember, Shaheed Bhai Amrik Singh Ji's Singhni used to say that during the times of the 80s and 1984 in particular, you could see bright lights coming from all over India. Because remember, the 200 Gursikhs that defended the sanctity of Sachkhand Shri Harmandir Sahib were not just any Sikhs. They were hand-selected by Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj to do that seva. Now, in this way, Bhai Baljinder Singh, on the 5th of June, his last words that were recorded, that were heard by anyone, because some people, some Sangat were surrendering, some Sangat were leaving, were running away. What did this 17-year-old say? The 17-year-old said, when the house of your father is being attacked, if you are true sons of the Father, stay and fight and die over here. Those were his last words. And on the 5th of June, his white chola was red. And he took his feet, he took his place at the feet of Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. Now look, the mother, Mata Dalbir Kaur, who sent her son. Do you not think at 17 years old that she had hopes and aspirations for her son as well? Do you not think that she wanted him to go to college, that she wanted him to go to university, that she wanted him to have a good job, that we all want for our children today, that hopefully one day he might be married, that maybe one day he'd have children, that she'd have grandchildren? Do you not think that she wanted those things? But she gave up her son so that other mothers won't have to give up theirs. Just think about that. And I remember reading an interview with Mata Dalbir Kaur. It's a very, very important interview. Because what does she say in that interview? She says that a human rights group came and gave us 10,000 rupees. Think about what 10,000 rupees is. £100. That's the value of a Shaheed's life. That's the value of a 17-year-old. That's the value of her son. That same son she taught how to walk, how she taught how to talk, how she raised in these 32 principles. That's the value that we as a panth have placed on his life. Now look at how great she is. She says she doesn't want any money. No, she's happily stitching clothes. What does she want? She wants today's Sikhs to remember him. Why does she want that? So we can reflect on his Qurbani, so we can remember him as a Shaheed. Now, there's one thing I want to quickly mention about this. How we have left, how we have failed so miserably in supporting the families of Shaheeds. Because what sort of example are we setting? They happily sent their mothers, their fathers, their children into battle. And they entrusted their children, their parents, to us to look after. And what have we done? That if you give your life for the Khalsa Panth, if you give your life for Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, you live in squalor, you live in poverty. These Gursikhs should be treated as kings and queens. And yet, they're left in squalor. Who will now have the courage to give their life for this path? Knowing that, something that we all need to think about, it's very, very important. laziness, being agile. Now, this follows in from what we mentioned before, laziness. It's where you have the ability to do something. You have the power, but you don't do it. That's what laziness is. Think about it. Maybe we all don't have the ability to sacrifice ourselves for this path of Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. But surely we all have the ability to give any maya that we have. Because remember, in the 80s, I remember hearing about Guru Sikh families who'd send their whole pay packet. Think about it. There's so many different things that we can get involved with today. These online petitions, it just takes a single click to fill them out. But do we do that? No. Now, laziness. I'm going to rush through this sakha because I know we have very little time. The sakha of Panja Sahib, which happened in 1922, where Guru Sikhs were arrested for cutting wood at Guru Ka Bagh at Anandpur Sahib, because Anandpur Sahib was under the control of Hindu Mahants. And these Guru Sikhs, five of them, were charged 50 rupees and were put in jail for 6 months for collecting wood. What were they doing with the wood? They wanted to make langar. And what happened? Then a huge morcha started. A huge movement started. The Guru Ka Bagh Morcha, where thousands of Sikhs, court arrested, were sent to jail for 2.5 years, were fined 100 rupees. Who were those people? They were our ancestors. They were our great-grandparents who happily went to jail to free our Gurdwara Sahibs. And in this way, on the 29th of October in 1922, a train left from Amritsar. And where was that train heading? That train was heading into Pakistan. That train was passing Rawalpindi and was passing through Panja Sahib. And there was a Sikh at Panja Sahib, a committee member of the Gurdwara Sahib, who was only 24 years old. His name was Shaheed Bhai Pratap Singh. And he heard the train of Guru Sikhs was going to pass on the 31st of October at 10 a.m. in the station at Panja Sahib. So what did the Guru Sikhs do? They all gathered at the Gurdwara Sahib. They did an ardas to Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, that Maharaj, we're preparing langar from your living Shaheeds. Don't let us come back unless we feed your Guru Sikhs, even if we need to give our heads. That was the das that was done at Sachkhand Shri Panja Sahib. And all the Guru Sikhs, 300 of them, went to that train station. And what did they hear? The officials, the train master over there, had said that we're not going to stop the train, that orders have come from the British Raj that the train is meant to continue. There was another thing with Shaheed Bhai Pratap Singh, called Shaheed Bhai Kartar Singh. And what did he say? He said that Satguru Shri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj with one hand stopped a mountain. Can't his Guru Sikh stop a train? Think about that. What did they do? Those 300 Guru Sikhs, men and women, were fighting for a position to be the first ones to sit at the front. Who sat at the front? It was Shaheed Bhai Pratap Singh and Shaheed Bhai Kartar Singh. And who was behind Shaheed Bhai Pratap Singh? It was Bibi Harnam Kaur, the pregnant Singhni of Shaheed Bhai Pratap Singh, who was only 20 years old. And as the train came, it was driven by a Muslim from Gujarat. And he saw the Singhs and Singhni sitting on the railway. But he'd been given orders, you can't stop the train. Don't stop it at any expense. Make sure you continue going, no matter what. So he had put his liver on to full speed. The Guru Sikhs were sat there. They were doing Mool Mantra. They were doing Naam Simran. And none of them got up as the train was approaching. Imagine that sight of a train coming towards you. Imagine that sight. What happened? They continued in their abhyas. And that train moved closer and closer and closer. And that train hit Shaheed Bhai Pratap Singh and Shaheed Bhai Kartar Singh. It hit them and they ended up under the train. They did not die there and then. And when the train hit Shaheed Bhai Pratap Singh and Shaheed Bhai Kartar Singh, what happened? The train driver reports that he felt as if he'd hit a mountain. He hadn't applied the brakes, the train stopped. For 1.5 hours, the train remained over there. The Sangat went to where Shaheed Bhai Pratap Singh and Shaheed Bhai Kartar Singh were, and they asked them, they were trying to pull them out, they tried to get the medical attention. What did those Gursikhs say? Those Gursikhs said, no, leave us here. Why should we leave you there? Because if you take us out, they'll move the train. We won't be able to give langar to the Gursikhs. We won't be able to feed our brothers and sisters. So while langar seva was going on, these Gursikhs remained under the train. Their bodies were crushed. They were bleeding. And don't think it was only them. Bibi Harnam Kaur, the Singhni of Shaheed Bhai Pratap Singh, was injured as well. Countless of other Sikhs were injured. But yet, they were happy. No one cried over there. Why did they not cry? Because they were so happy that they were able to feed their fellow Gursikhs. Look at the sacrifice just to do that task. No one's going to ask you to go and sit in front of a rail track today. But how many opportunities are you given to do seva? How many opportunities are you given to serve the panth? Because remember, we talk about this one. It's not only about giving one-tenth of your wage. No, it's about giving one-tenth of your time for this panth, for this nation. How many of us even give 10 minutes? Compassion. There's only one more attribute after this, so please bear with me. Compassion. That feeling of understanding, being empathetic, being sympathetic to the suffering of others. Who is more compassionate than Tan Mata Sahib Kaur? Who took us all in as her children? Who gave us a place at her court, at her lap? We're all her children, no matter what, which spectrum of the path we are on this. We're all her children. Compassion. How much compassion do we show? Forget other people. For fellow Sikhs, how much compassion do we show? Very, very important. It's a very, very important quality. And we speak about the compassion of Mata Sahib Kaur. To this day, Gursikhs have darshan of Mata Sahib Kaur. And Mata Sahib Kaur showers them with her kirpa. Because who is Mata Sahib Kaur? Mata Sahib Kaur is the embodiment of Ad Shakti, that primordial energy, who is not a different part of Guru Sahib, who is exactly the same part of Guru Sahib. But it's when the female spirit, when that Ad Shakti takes form in a female, it's Mata Sahib Kaur. Because even in Shri Sarvalok Granth Sahib Ji, Maharaj, Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj starts off with Ikkunkar Shri Vaiguru Ji Ki Fateh, Shri Pavani Ji Sahai, Shri Maya Lakshmi Ji Sahai. Who is Guru Sahib doing Ustad to? Who is he doing Sahai? Who is he showing respect to? It's not the Devti, the Hindu goddesses, no. It's that energy, that Ad Shakti, the guns of Akal Purukh, the guns of Waheguru. That's what he's doing namaskar to. Now, we spoke about the compassion of Mata Sahib Kaur. One time in 1975, Sant Gyani Baba Kartar Singh Ji and the whole Jatha had gone over to Sachkhand Shri Hazur Sahib. There were 9 Gursikhs. Among them was Sant Gyani Baba Jarnail Singh Ji, who decided to stay over there, who decided for 40 days to do Abhyas, for 40 days to do 151 Japji Sahibs each for the Chardikala of the Khalsa Panth. And once they'd done this job, they went to the Asthan, to the Gurdwara Sahib, where Mata Sahib Kaur used to stay. And whilst over there, Sant Jarnail Singh Ji told all the other Sangat, all the other Sikhs, that they should eat a lot of prasadda, they should eat a lot of langar, because Mata Sahib Kaur will be happy. He himself only ate half of prasadda. And at night, as they were sat outside the Gurdwara Sahib doing abhyas, all of them fell asleep, apart from Shriman Sant Gyani Baba Jarnail Singh Ji, who was stood on one foot, on one leg, doing abhyas. And when the other six woke up, they saw Sant Ji had been crying. But Sanji didn't say anything. It was only 3-4 months later on that Sanji said that a lot of kirpa had been done at Sachkhand Shri Hazur Sahib. What had happened at Sachkhand Shri Hazur Sahib? Sanji says that at midnight, after doing so much abhyas, there was so much prakash coming from the Gurdwara Sahib. He was almost blinded. And who came out of the Gurdwara Sahib? It was Mata Sahib Kaur. And how does Sanji describe Mata Sahib Kaur? She was 6 foot tall. She was wearing a beautiful blue chola. She had a Siri Sahib and a mala in one hand. She had a beautiful Basanti Rang Dastar. And what did she say to Sanji? She said, she came and she hugged him and she said, "Why are you crying?" And Sanji said that, "I'm not getting darshan of Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj." So what did Mata Sahib Kaur do? Look at the compassion. She went into the Gurdwara Sahib. Sanji couldn't have darshan of Guru Sahib, but he heard Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj speak. And what did Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj say? He asked, Mata Sahib Kaur did the Bainti and Guru Sahib said, "What does Sant Jarnail Singh Ji want? What does Jarnail Singh want?" And she came out and she said, "What are you after?" And Sanji says, "I want that darshan that when you look at every single person around the world, you'll see Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj." And Mataji did the Bainti to Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And eventually, Sant Gyani Baba Jarnail Singh Ji had that darshan, had that avastha where everywhere he looked, he saw Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. That's the type of avastha that we need to have. We'll finish off after this. Love for Akal Purakh. This is what fundamentally all of this is about. Without that pyar, without that love, it's almost impossible to progress on this path. If you don't love Akal Purakh, why are you going to do anything for Akal Purakh? If you don't love Akal Purakh, how are you going to see Akal Purakh in every single person? If you don't love Akal Purakh, how are you going to follow his wrath? How are you going to wear his bana? How are you going to wear his uniform? How are you going to keep the satkar of the 5 Ks? How are you going to keep your dastar? How are you going to keep your case without that love? Very, very difficult. Love is fundamental. True love. This is during the times of Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj in Anandpur Sahib. There was a Bibi by the name of Bibi Basant Kaur who had stayed with Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj at Anandpur. And she'd gone through all sorts of difficulties. And the 40 Singhs who had deserted Guru Sahib went to Bibi Basant Kaur and said, "We're going to go through very difficult times. It's going to be very, very difficult. Singhs, Singhnis are going to starve. They're not going to have anything to drink for months. If you want, you should leave now." What did Bibi Basant Kaur say? She said, "I can never leave your side. I can never leave your side." Why? Because she was in love with the Charan Kamal of Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. So what happened? She stayed with Guru Sahib. What happened eventually? The jung happened. Guru Sahib left Sachkhand Shri Anandpur Sahib. The Mughal forge attacked. Maharaj's whole family was separated. Bibi Basant Kaur, who was with Mata Gujar Kaur at the time, she got swept away by a river. She lost consciousness. Where did she end up? She ended up on the bank of a river. Unconscious, cold, wet. And who found her? A Mughal soldier found her by the name of Samund Khan. And he took advantage of her vulnerability and he took her to his house. And when she regained consciousness, she saw where she was. And Samund Khan said, "Your guru, your sangat have deserted you. Why don't you become a Muslim? Why don't you marry me? And I shall give you all the materialistic wealth in the world. I shall take care of you." What did Bibi Basant Kaur say? She said, "If I wanted to leave Guru Sahib, I would have left before all the difficulties that we had to face. The starvation we had to face. No, I didn't leave Guru Sahib's presence. I will never leave Guru Sahib's presence." So what did Samund Khan decide to do? He decided, "I'm going to put her in a jail cell and I'm going to starve her for 8 days. She was already cold and wet. She hadn't had anything to eat for months. So what did she do? What should we do when we're in any problems? We should place our faith our hopes, everything in Satguru Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. So what did she begin to do? She began to sat down, cross-legged, and started doing Shri Sukhmani Sahib, one after the other. For 8 days she did this. Finally, Samund Khan opened the jail cell. And he asked her, are you going to become a Muslim now? Are you going to leave your Guru Sahib now? She said, no, I'm never going to leave my Guru Sahib. So what happened? He looked at her and he moved closer towards her with evil intentions. Bibi Basant Kaur knew exactly what was happening. So what did she do? What should we do? She began to do her das before Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. Maharaj, preserve my honor. And as she began to call out to Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj, Samund Khan began to taunt her and he began to say, no one's coming for you. No one's going to save you. No one's going to help you. Your guru isn't here. Your guru is probably dead. She kept on praying. She kept on focusing on the Charan Kamal of Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. What happened? He moved closer. She said, my guru is coming. My guru is coming. And he said, you're imagining things. You're hallucinating. Your guru isn't coming. I can't see him anywhere. He moved closer. He was within touching distance. What did then Bibi Basant Kaur said? She said, my guru is here. And Samund Khan said, no, he's not here. I can't see him. And she said, only people with Naam Kamaye can see Guru Sahib. Because Guru Sahib is Hazar Nazar. He's here right now. He's here when we go home. When we start to do that kirtan, when we start to do that mul mantra, he's right over there. When we do that ardas with a pure heart, he's there. What happened? Samund Khan was frozen. He couldn't move a muscle. He could see, he could hear, he was conscious, but he couldn't move. Bibi Basant Kaur began to thank Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. What happened then? Samund Khan, realizing the Shakti of Amrit, realizing the Shakti of Naam Abhyas, started crying. And he himself, with a pure heart, asked for forgiveness. Asked the Bibi to do Ardas to Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj to let him go. But she only did the Ardas after he promised that he would be a good person, that he would never trouble anyone again. And he acceded to that, and she did Ardas, he was freed. And he actually began to do her seva. And eventually, he took her personally to where Guru Sahib was. That's what true love can do. Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj never leaves us, never leaves our side. He's always there. As we said in that pankti, Guru Mere Sang Sada Hai Nale. We need to see that, we need to feel that, we need to believe that. All these examples over here are examples of Satguru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj being with us every single step of the way. Now, I'm really sorry that I've gone on for so long. I'm going to stop over here. But it's very, very important that we focus on this, that we think about this. These qualities are only going to come within us after we begin to attach ourselves to Guru Sahib, after we begin to make these steps before Guru Sahib. Their ticket inspectors outside Khalsa Ji, so if your cars are on any lines or you haven't parked appropriately, please go and move your cars now. So it's very, very important that we realize these steps, these attributes, these qualities are only going to come when we start to attach ourselves to Guru Sahib Charan Kamal, when we start to walk towards Guru Sahib, when we begin to believe that we belong to Guru Sahib. Now, I'm just your younger brother. I want to ask you forgiveness once again. So please forgive me for any mistakes I've made. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.